We are moving on with an update to a story that has changed the way I drive. There has been a third person charged in that bump and run in September in Belton, right where the highways merge just to the left of Loch Lloyd, wherever that is.
The exit ramp.
Thank you. Third person has been charged. If you forgot about this story, I will remind you, this is the story that I told you the next time someone runs into you from behind, do not stop. Just call 911.
So they rear-ended the vehicle, and then allegedly one of the female passengers got out, went up to see if the person who was rear-ended was okay.
Yeah.
And that's when, allegedly, the male suspect got out, pulled a gun, stole the car, off they went.
Remember the women were twins, and one of them was wearing a Chiefs jersey.
Yes.
And the woman who was driving the car that was stolen was left in the middle of an exit ramp with no vehicle.
So the man, and by the way, GPS led police straight to the vehicle. If you're going to bump and run and do whatever ne'er-do-wells do with stuff like that, do you know at the point that you're doing that GPS is going to lead police right to you?
You're too dumb to care.
Maybe don't park the stolen car in front of your house.
GPS tracking located the stolen car outside of the home where one of the suspects live. Officers showed up, eventually tracked down the women following a chase in said stolen vehicle. The third person that is charged is the male that was with the two women in the car when I call it a bump and run. I don't know what, it wasn't a bump and run. It was a bump and carjack.
Why would you steal a car, A, to Sam's point, park it in front of your own house, and also when you already have a car?
They claimed, the two twin ladies who were arrested, claimed that they did not know the man, that he was threatening them, and that's why they were in the vehicle with him. However, when the police chase ensued with the stolen vehicle, the man was not in the stolen vehicle. Only the two women, were in the stolen vehicle. They then got away somehow from the police chase, and that's when they parked that stolen vehicle in front of their home.
Well, if they were kidnapped by the man, when they got the car home, why didn't they call the police and tell them to come pick up a stolen car?
Right.
Huh.
There's a lot of holes in the
story. Their story doesn't make a lot of sense.
Does not.
No, it does not. But it does not change the fact that if you hit me from behind, I ain't stopping. Let police sort it out later.
Where are you going to go? What if it's serious? I've been rear-ended before.
How serious would it have to be? Well, they can't smash you to the point that both cars are incapacitated, or then that
kind of defeats the point.
Defeats the point of bumping into you to steal your car.
I think you were on the show. Years ago, I was at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Antioch at a stoplight. I was the second car in the right lane, and some dumb young lady was texting and plowed into the back of my car going about 30, 35 miles per hour. I was on the phone with my then girlfriend, and I said, I got to go. And so she hit me so hard, I hit the car in front of me.
Oh, God.
The lady, she was probably about 60 years old, in the car in front of me, gets out, comes to my window, and starts screaming at
me. You're like, this is called inertia? I didn't do this.
Right, right. And she is just yelling and yelling. I roll down the window, and I said, lady. I said, calm down. That went over like a lead balloon.
Right.
Yeah, that's the best phrase to always say to an irate person.
You need to calm down.
I go, hey, calm down.
I go, calm down. You're that person hit me. And then she never apologized.
Mm. Yes, the strategy, I am not a bump and robber, so I'm just assuming, but I would assume the strategy is a light fender bender, not a we're going to plow into you at 60 miles an hour.
And you said this was on an exit ramp, right?
This was on an exit ramp.
So chances are that there's a stop sign or a stop light.
Slowing down was happening.
At the end of the exit ramp.
And it was a Charger, which at the time, Sam said, is some
Chargers and Challengers are very hot market.
Steal. I'm not saying it could never happen, and I don't want to speak this into the universe, but you... Out of 100,000 cars stolen, I think we looked this up, the Tesla is less than one out of 100,000.
Well, that's because you can shut it down
remotely.
You
can't really, I'm not saying you can't steal the car, but you really, it's not going to end well or be fruitful for you to steal that car.
Because of Sam's point.
It's run from me, it goes with your person and it goes with your cell phone.
And I'm not trying to give anybody ideas here. The only way it would be effective would be to literally have a confrontation with you
in the car with the,
or I take your phone.
Even then, it won't work.
Why is that?
Because it would be remote shut off immediately.
But you could, and even if it wasn't, you could call Tesla and they could shut it down, right?
Yes.
They have that ability, I'm sure.
And also, the entire time you're doing all of that,
they would have 4K camera footage of your face.
You have 70 cameras all over you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Smile, you're on camera.
Right.
I will tell you this. If you ever park next to a Tesla, just know that your butt is now being filmed from every possible angle. It's the butt shot.
How many cameras does the car have?
Oh, God, they're everywhere. So, Scott, like, we did this. We went to dinner on the plaza the other night. Cooper's Hawk, love me some Cooper's Hawk. And we parked, and when we came back, it said two notifications. And I was laughing, and I go, well, you know what those notifications are. Whoever parks next to the car or is getting into the car next to me to leave, it is a full shot of your derriere. That's just what it is.
Dan just said to me off the air that he's going to start mooning your car when he walks
You can, and it would be, like, it's right there at
nice,
that angle.
Man. Nice.
And so it's just some dude coming back to his car and like fiddling for his keys and trying to get in the car. But the entire time his butt is in the camera.
Not that Dan and I are planning to do anything after work tonight.
Right.
But how close would we have to be, say, to a Tesla for it to record it? I mean, if somebody's like, let's say you're at a grocery store and somebody pulls into a parking spot 4 or 5 down. And all the others are empty.
It won't record them 4 or 5 down, but once you walk into the frame, it will record you.
It's proximity, yeah.
Okay. But if we were really close to the car,
yeah,
it would...
But you can't be too close because you want to make sure that your full butt is in view of the camera.
It's not the most flattering view of any human being that ever walks by that car.
Are there camera or at least camera angles that completely surround the car?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
Interior.
Plus, you don't want to steal it because then you got to charge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to have a charger at home, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Or at least be willing to go sit out in a parking lot somewhere.
Exactly.
And first, you'd have to actually steal the cell phone from the owner of the vehicle.
It just doesn't work.
Vehicle.
That's why even criminals who are so stupid, I think, know that that's just something that is not worth stealing.
Police chase isn't going to go very well. Where are you going to get gas on the way?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.